This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. We'll touch a little bit more on this Mark Kelly prediction I made last night. We'll talk about that here briefly. We are going to get to all kinds of more what you're thankful for stuff this hour. BK's joining us a half hour from now, and there's going to be some serious stuff, but I got to be honest. I'm in a Thanksgiving mood. I'm in a thankful mood. I want to talk to you about what you're thankful for. I'm going to talk about me and what I'm thankful for. And I'm going to ask BK what he's thankful for. It's a good time for that. Even though it's a bit of a heavy day with that terrible shooting in DC, we are going to keep on marching. All right. Now, yesterday, I told you I'm suspicious of this Senator Mark Kelly stuff. First, he puts out that seditious video. Hey, don't obey any illegal orders. It was really weird. And then Trump, of course, starts saying things like sedition and treason, which is not wrong. And then Mark Kelly starts to play the victim. I've been in combat. I've been almost shot down, which he wasn't, but I've been almost shot down. I'm a hero, essentially, doing that whole thing. And the media is doing what they do. We discussed already last night the communist tactic that they've always used. They're always infiltrating, always trying to destroy, and inevitably they will push too far sometimes. And when they do, when they push too far and get caught and they look bad, always the victim. Immediately, the second they look bad, whoa, why are you threatening me? You're being violent. Hey, fascist, don't touch me. CNN, of course, will go along with
it. The threats from the president of the United States do have real and alarming consequences. Just listen to the threats that Congressman Jason Crow, who's part of the video, says that
That'd be the congressman that Chris and Corey named Jim Crow when we first played it. Just want to remind everybody.
He's received.
You deserve to die. I hope you all get murdered. I hope you all get throat slashed.
You disgraced America, and I pray you die today, but not before your family does. I pray they die a painful death. Hurry up and die, you worthless traitor.
It's pretty incredible to think about that. Think about people that would call and say that. Every Democrat in that video has received threats, according to the New York Times. But death threats as a result of his words is not something that has recently seemed to bother the president of the United States.
Donald Trump got shot in the head and then never played any of those. Donald Trump got shot in the head and then never played it. Why? Because they're there to aid the revolution, period. Loss of life, threats, these things don't cross these people's minds. They're there for the revolution. Anyway, Mark Kelly, he's very afraid, you see. Very afraid. The president made a threat on his life, and he's very, very afraid. He is so afraid and so not considering running for president that he went on Jimmy Kimmel.
My oath and every oath.
Now, remember last night, just pause, sorry. Remember last night when I told you, white guy, Democrats need the white men back. A guy, they need men back. Somebody who's worn the uniform. NASA, they need patriots back. These are groups that have left the Democrat Party. And from a swing state, remember what I said? You could be looking at a guy running for president. Well, here he is, Jimmy Kimmel.
My oath.
Tell me this doesn't sound like a guy considering it.
My oath and every oath every member of the military took is loyalty to the Constitution, not to a person. And he's trying to get some fear out there. And fear can be contagious.
Mm-hmm.
But what also can be contagious is courage and patriotism.
Chris, you just said, Jewish producer Chris just said he's going to be so mad if I'm right. You want me to get more specific on my prediction? Here's one for you. And if I'm right about this, I'm just warning. Look, I'm not just warning Chris. I'm warning you. Do not tune into the radio and listen to the show if this prediction turns out to be right. It is, what's the date? November 26th? November 26th. Mark Kelly, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, is going to run for president. He's going to run for president, and his, as a result of that, his name ID, his brand is going to increase dramatically. Mark Kelly will not ultimately win the nomination, but Mark Kelly will be the VP choice of whoever the Democrat nominee is in the year 2028. What, Chris? What? I could be vague. Chris is trying to pin me down on the nominee. No, sir. I just made the most specific prediction in the world, and you're acting like I'm Miss Cleo. I just put that out there 3 years ahead of time. No. If I'm right about that, I have earned the right to be super obnoxious, and I promise I will be. What? No, you write that down. Chris is claiming he won't bring it back up. Write it down. Someone record it so Chris can't hide it like he always tries to do. Back to what you're thankful for. Jesse, it's hard to find things to be thankful for with the way things have been going over the last couple of years. I'm so poor, I can't see the poverty line, and I don't take any kind of government handouts or charity. In spite of that, I'm lucky I was born in America, because I'm more fortunate here than I would be anywhere else in the world, and that is something to thank God for. He said, I can use his name. His name is Matt. Amen, sir. Amen. Way to see the good in it. Jesse. And then there are people like this. I'm most thankful this year that my farts are invisible. What's wrong with you? I've heard this before. We've heard this from various sponsors before. And I'm not totally sure how I feel about this, but we have the funniest, most barbaric audience of any audience in radio. You're just savages. And I'm not totally sure why or where that came from, but what's wrong with you? Jesse, my name's Cassandra. Don't look at me, Chris, like it's my fault. It's not my fault. After 28 years of marriage, my husband asked for divorce. My son had just left for college. I was excited for our empty nest years, but my husband had lost his way, so on and so forth. She goes on. Anyway, I'm thankful we defied all odds, came back, and just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary, and both looking forward to a better than ever, happily ever after. I'm grateful that we really and truly saved our marriage. Thank you for hearing my story. How about that? Marriage was on the brink, fought for it, clawed, earned her way back. Doesn't look like she's going to turn out like this. Headline. 75% of young liberal women are childless compared to a far lower number of conservatives. Now, this is not about being childless. Many women are childless. Maybe you're childless. It's not, you don't have to have children to be happy. It's not it. But as much as the left angers me, the communists anger me, one of the things that anger me the most about them is they poison the minds of these young women to such an extent that they voluntarily remove themselves from any interest in starting a family. It's not everyone's destiny to have a family. It's not. Not everyone's destiny to get married or have children. I would never say such a thing. But how in the world can you poison the minds of so many young women? And this kind of discourse, remember that we played it for you last night? That woman running for Congress in the Nashville area? Remember what she said? Listen.
My therapist always asks me to transcribe my dreams when they happen. And the recurring dream I've had is standing up in a cafeteria full of women. I don't know why I was there or whatever, and saying, I don't want children, I want power, and just screaming it at the top of my lungs.
I'm not mad because of the lack of babies we're having. That's bad. I'm not mad about that. I'm mad because so many of these young women are succumbing to the cult of communism. and they're voluntarily removing themselves from the family pool, and it's not going to bring 1 ounce of the fulfillment they think it is. And this is something, as we've discussed, it does not affect people on the right. People on the right are having babies, getting married at the same level they were years and years ago. This does not affect our side. That's terrible, man. That's friggin' terrible. And speaking of having babies, where are your T levels? When I talk about falling testosterone, I hope you don't think that's only 60, 70, 80-year-olds. When you drink estrogen, age doesn't matter. Your T levels are going to drop. America's testosterone levels are in free fall because they are under attack by the very water we drink. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are trying to reverse that trend. They are reversing it in people who take it. The people who take, men who take male vitality stacks from Chalk have T levels through the roof. Why? How do they do that? No needles? What? It's no drugs at all. No needles. Natural herbal supplements. Nature has everything we need, and Chalk went and got it for us. I take a male vitality stack every day. Took it again this morning. Join me. Feel like I feel every day. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. They're running a Black Friday special right now. With a subscription, you get a free bag of chocolate powder. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thanksgiving Eve, a Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. BK's going to join us 10 minutes from now, and I'm sure be obnoxious. I bet you money right now, he just got done working out or something. And you know it. You know it's true. You know it's true, and we're going to have to endure it. So we'll endure it together. You want a bit of good news before we go back to your thankful emails? National parks are going to start charging non-citizens higher fees to enter. It's too bad for you guys. You know what I have to say?
You know, freedom is not free.
Hey, Jesse, I'm grateful for a just and merciful God.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
I'm grateful people be texting.
People be texting.
And I'm grateful for the Jesse Kelly Show, for I may be on the road to insanity, but you've helped me slow the pace. Happy I can help. El Sombrero, thinking about the meddling our CIA has done in Latin and South America, especially working to overthrow elected governments, could illegal immigration, at least from Central America, be revenge for what we did to them? What say you? All right. His name is James. So I'll just say this. And I've been telling you that the next history episode, I'm working on it. I'm not making a promise to you, but I hope it will come next week. I hope to have enough time over the next couple days to finish what I've been doing, finish my research on the Rhodesian Bush War. I'm not saying I could do the show now, but I'm almost to the place where I could do a show. I'm just trying to make sure it's good for you when I do it. All right. There is no question. This one we're going to do is going to be at least 2 parts, maybe 3. It's going to be long. I'm warning you now. But as I'm researching all of it and going through what was happening in the world, remember this, because this is going to be a part of the show. It's going to be a part of the Rhodesian Bush War show and so many others. After World War II, when we had the Soviet Union that had that much power and influence, they were on the march throughout the globe to try to turn the entire world communist. That was not American paranoia or something like that. All that Red Scare stuff was totally legitimate. The Soviet Union, China, they were not interested in communism only being for them. They aggressively pushed every part of the world, including Africa, hint, hint, they aggressively pushed every part of the world as hard as they could toward communism, and they would facilitate that as much as they possibly could, providing men and materials and training. And but if they could get you to buy into communism, they push that way. And because they're not fools, they realized it would be pretty advantageous to have a shop set up in the backyard of their greatest enemy. That would be us, the United States of America, the shining city on a hill that served as an example to what communism wasn't. They always wanted to bring down America because of what we showed. We showed that communism sucked compared to freedom. And they could live with that. They always wanted to set up shop here. Now, this is not me defending the CIA and everything the CIA has ever done. So don't take it in that way. I'm not. I'm talking about on a macro political level. We couldn't stand by and allow the commies to turn our southern neighbors into communist countries. There's no way we could have or should have stood by and allowed them to become Soviet proxy states. There's no way you could possibly allow that. The second you allow that, and you're going to learn more of this when we get to the Rhodesian Bush War, the second you allow that, you've baked into the cake that they're going to be pouring across the border in hostile ways, that we are finished. We had to counter that with our own stuff. Was it all done right? No. Was it all on the up and up? Of course not. It's the freaking CIA. I'm not saying that. But something had to be done to counter it. They were aggressively moving across the globe. Now, I realize in an effort to counter it, we screwed up a million things. Look at Vietnam. That was all a result of trying to counter the communists taking over the entire country. That's what that was. I'm not saying we didn't do it wrong a lot. Just saying something had to be done. All right? All right. Jesse, I'm thankful that I'm not Maxine Waters' guy. What is wrong with you? I'm moving on to the next one. Jesse, I'm thankful for your podcast. Seriously, it makes my day. Can you recommend a way to deal with my whiny, bratty, terrorist nieces? These terrorists whine until they get what they want. What say you? Well, if there's one thing I learned in life, and obviously you've heard many others say something similar, you can only control what you can control, and there's little use stressing about the things you can't control. Don't spend 5 seconds of your life trying to raise someone else's kids. I've got family like that in my own life. Their kids are unbearable. They're never disciplined, awful children, horrible, disrespectful, terrible to be around, but you can't do anything about it. It's not like you can counter-program what mom and dad are doing at home. Best thing I can tell you, avoid them as much as possible. And sadly, ZipRecruiter can't get you new nieces, right? That's not what they do. ZipRecruiter can replace the whiny, useless, dirtball employee you have, though, with someone better. They're not in the new niece game, but they are in the new employee game. Are you looking for somebody? ZipRecruiter will make it easy. Probably more importantly than easy, ZipRecruiter will make it fast. ZipRecruiter understands that you don't have weeks, you don't have months, you don't have time to sit and interview 8,000 people. Who does? ZipRecruiter knows that. Just go try it for free and see what I'm talking about. They'll get someone amazing in front of you instantly. Their matching technology, 4 out of 5 employers find someone good on the first day. Just go see what I'm talking about. You can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. All right? BK and his workouts. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And joining me now, host of the World News with BK podcast, former Air Force PJ. Of course, you know him well, BK. BK, first of all, you couldn't have picked one festive holiday type song, or is this, you know what, it wouldn't surprise me if this is what you listen to while you house your Thanksgiving meal. What's wrong with you?
Jesse, the grind doesn't stop. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you had me on today, Jesse, because I was at none other than the Marine Corps Recruit Depot Gym here in beautiful San Diego, California, where it's absolutely epic out. And I'm sitting there throwing kettlebells around, Jesse, like it's my job. The ab veins were popping through my shirt. The 22-inch python, Jesse, just gleaming in sweat. Incredibly aesthetically pleasing. And I'm saying you guys better be out there grinding today before you stuff your fat faces tomorrow. Let's go. No screwing around.
BK, I'll have you know before you start scolding me, I not only lifted today, I have another workout tomorrow morning before Thanksgiving, so I'm not going to have any of this BK guilt about you can't get in the gym. I'm in the gym, okay? I'm in the gym.
My man.
BK, you know what? I'm glad you brought this up, as a matter of fact, because I didn't know that's where you were lifting today. I, of course, did not appreciate the magic of the Marine Corps Recruit Depot San Diego while I was a guest there, because it wasn't the most pleasant experience in the world, but I did have the chance to go back, and there is something special there, and I don't understand exactly why. Is that because of my experience? What is it? I'm serious. It's powerful. Why is it powerful?
It is, Jesse. You know, and even, I mean, you of all people, if you've gone through there as a recruit, then you'll have a lifelong connection to the place either way. Mm-hmm. But there is, Jesse, because every week there, you know, I'm there 3, 4, 5 days a week because it's the closest free gym to my house. And, you know, they have the family day on Thursday followed by a graduation on Friday. And those 2 days, Jesse, you really look around and you see all these families, you know, they all got the matching T-shirts on. My son is a Marine. My daughter's a Marine. And you hear them speaking like 8 different languages, you know, and you see all these just young men, right, just clean cut, standing at parade rest as I walk by in my gym shorts. You know, they've just been so conditioned. But you really see, to me, this is America right there. That is America. That's the melting pot where everybody comes down, and these guys, no matter what they came from, what their background was, Jesse, they all signed the dotted line, stood on those yellow footprints at MCRD, went through crap for 3 months with the drill instructors, and now they're going to be the next generation moving forward. And I couldn't be happier with what I see all the time. I see motivation. I see bearing. I see young dudes ready to get after it. I love it. I love being around there.
I love it too, and I love it because I get all kinds of emails, and I know you've seen these comments before, of people say the next generation sucks, the next generation's worthless, the next generation's lazy. And of course, every generation has its turds. I would never say otherwise, including the next generation. But every generation also has its studs who make the world move. And the next generation, this one's coming, is no different. There's some beasts out there. I see them all over the place.
Absolutely. And, you know, isn't that the case with every generation, Jesse? Mm-hmm. The generation previous to us was soft, right? All the time.
Of course.
And it's only because we have social media now that we see all the terrible things happening in the world. But you have to remember, there are some go-getters out there. I see it constantly. And it's mixed feelings for me, right? I feel a sense of pride, but it's almost like, you know, Jesse, you and I, we've passed that stage in our lives, even though, you know, frankly, I think I could still operate at the highest level. But I think that, you know, seeing these guys and knowing that their journey is just starting, right? This is the beginning of something special for them. And that makes me feel good. It makes me feel good about our country.
I just want to be clear that I never once in my life operated at the highest level, and even the average grunt Marine level I used to operate at is well beyond my grasp today at 44 years old. All right, BK, I don't even want to ask. It's probably protein shakes. What's on the BK Thanksgiving feast? What are we eating? What are we not eating? Give it to me.
Okay, I am going to a very fancy kind of sit-down place, a buffet style, at a very posh location here in San Diego for the first time, which I'm very excited about.
Please don't say it.
I'm sick of the turkey slander, Jesse. I'm tired of the turkey slander. I know you're one of those people, and I'm not going to stand for it. You have a turkey at home that you didn't like. Guess what? That's called operator error. You didn't prepare your turkey properly. You screwed it up. Take some accountability. Jesse, the deep-fried turkey is brainless. Smoking a turkey is also very good. I have to have it. I'm not going to go without turkey on Thanksgiving. That's like a hate crime. And I know you're going to say prime rib is way better. T-bone steaks are way better. All of that could be the case. I'm going turkey, mashed potatoes, and green bean casserole for my white trash roots. And yeah, I'm going to do it. And it has to be made with the Campbell's, you know, the real garbage, as the CEO just came out and said, the Campbell's creamer mushroom. I'm going to eat all that. I don't like cranberry sauce. I don't want fruit with my meat. I don't care what the combination is. No fruit with the meat. Get the cranberry out of here. It's garbage.
BK, just asking. All I'm asking for is honesty. Speaking with BK, host of the World News with BK podcast, how many times a year do you order turkey in a restaurant, BK?
That would be next to zero. And I knew that question was coming.
Well,
but I will
asking.
Say there's a place down the street from me that's known for their very good sandwiches. And every this time of year, they bust out their monthly special, which is their turkey sandwich with the stuffing and the gravy and all that. It's delicious. I'll have that as well, if you count that. But no, do I go and get a plate of turkey, sliced turkey? No, I don't. But that's part of the ritual, Jesse. As you, I think you'd probably agree. I think Thanksgiving is by far not only the quintessential American holiday, considering its roots, right? But it's also by far the best. It's like Christmas, except there's no pressure of gifts. You know, you still have family. It's all about food. You still have family, food, football, but no gifts. It's my favorite holiday by far.
It's on my short list. There's no question. I absolutely love it. Okay, I should probably ask you one or two serious things before we check out of here and go stuff our faces. Venezuela, BK, what... We have this big naval buildup down there. Of course, there's going to be some Marines with them. There's all kinds of saber rattling from both sides, although the Venezuelan saber is admittedly dull and much shorter. What is happening? What have you heard? What do we think right now?
You know, I don't know, Jesse. I don't know what the end game is here. Let's all remember and stipulate from the beginning, you know, the big mantra in the 2024 election was no new wars, right? Well, here we are. So what's going on? Well, all I know right now is for some reason we have put our largest military presence in the Caribbean since the 1989 invasion of Panama. So if you listen to the Trump administration, they'll tell you this is because Venezuela's leader, Nicolas Maduro, is the running the cartel operation down drug trafficking. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know this, they placed a $50 million bounty on Nicolas Maduro's head. If any of you former contractor types want to go on another misguided adventure down into Venezuela. But that's a whole other story. So we also decided to designate the so-called Cartel of the Suns, which is a drug trafficking organization, as a foreign terror organization. So with that designation comes all kinds of national security assets and everything else. So, but the thing is, experts say this doesn't really exist. Venezuela is not really the head of the trafficking in South America. So I don't know. To me, maybe it is saber rattling. Maybe it's just pressure to get the people to rise up against them. I'm on a wait and see trajectory at this point.
BK, do you have a happy Thanksgiving with the turkey and the kettlebells and whatever other things you're doing? I appreciate you, my brother. The mashed potatoes, if I had had time, I would have dug into that. I just don't understand. No one's ever been able to explain it to me, and every time I ask for an explanation, all I get is tradition. What, Chris? What? It's a vehicle for gravy. But you put gravy on the turkey. You put gravy on anything. You put gravy on biscuits, man. I don't... You know what? We're not going into this, Chris. We're going back into more things we're thankful for. Before we do that, we are going to touch on something Ilhan Omar said. I'll tell you that much. Before we do that, I want to touch you. No, I didn't mean that. I want something to touch your heart right now. That's what I meant to say. Byrna, their Black Friday special starts today. Have you considered getting a compact launcher that will save your life? Legal in all 50 states, no permit needed, no background check. Well, today, 15% off site-wide. I know you want your baby girl to have something. You sent her off to college. You're hoping for the best. Hope is not a plan. Go to Byrna.com, B-Y-R-N-A, Byrna.com today. Save 15%. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thanksgiving Eve. We still have more than an hour on the show. Julie Kelly's going to join us next hour, but I promised you just a little bit of immigration talk courtesy of Ilhan Omar, and wanted to put a smile on your face about a few things, hopefully, before we get back to the things you're thankful for. Ilhan Omar got up and she said this.
Somalis are not terrorizing this nation. Huh. We are helping it thrive. Somalis have always seen as a fabric, has seen themselves as a fabric of this nation. So not.
Well, you're not. They always make these blanket statements because they expect you to not push back. Somalis have always seen themselves as part of the fabric of this nation. Somalis did not come to the United States of America till the 1990s. I don't care how you see yourself. It's crazy. The average IQ in Somalia is below retardation. Did you know that? Did you know that? I'm not making that up. Because of the inbreeding problem in the country. Oh, I know, Chris. It's really nasty. Because of that, there are all the birth defects that come with that. And I believe last time I looked, it was 3 points below what is considered mental retardation. But these people have been brought into the United States of America en masse by American politicians. Now, that's the bad news. The good news, Trump's DHS makes, quote, temporary, finally mean temporary again, revoking Biden's free pass for 4,000 nationals. Trump administration renews push to end TPS, that's temporary protected status, for 350,000 Haitians. Oh, I forgot, when we weren't bringing in people from Somalia, we were bringing in people by the hundreds of thousands from Haiti, where they eat each other. The voodoo culture of Haiti. Headline, Tom Homan says, hold on tight, we're tripling ICE deportation operations. So let's focus on some good. Let's focus on your good. Jesse, this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for welcoming my second baby girl in 4 weeks and having my wonderful wife recover well. I'm also thankful for my dad being 2 years sober this Christmas. How about that? Lastly, I'm thankful to have Jesse continuing to find alternatives to college for my girls. How about that? That's a lot to be thankful for right there. Jesse, I'm thankful for the decision my husband and I made at a very young age. Listen to this one. He needed a transplant before we married and knew we might have limited time together. So we decided to save some for retirement and enjoy the time we had together. He did live 47 years, which was amazing, since his life expectancy was only 8 years at the time. It will be 5 years in December. He's been gone. I miss him every day, but I never regret the decision and to spend our money and time together, because people save for retirement and do nothing. Says not to mention her name, and I will not. And God bless you, lady. How about that? All that loss. She's grateful. Grateful for the time she had. I will not say wrestling with it, because that's not true and that's not fair. Of, as you know, last year I lost my dad, year and a month ago I lost my dad. And it was sudden, it was not expected. That's why all of a sudden you turn on the radio and I was gone for a week and everyone thought I was dead and wondered where I went. It's because my dad died all of a sudden, heart attack in his sleep, in case you're wondering. Went to sleep one night. The best way to go in the world, right? Go to sleep and don't wake up. I mean, nobody gets to go out like that. So go to sleep one night, then wake up. And he was, I think, 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks shy of his 70th birthday, which that's about as long as the Kelly men generally have. So he did it. 3 weeks shy. And I know this is going to sound so pathetic, I know it is, but I'm just baring my soul to you for a minute. I'm in a good mood on a Thanksgiving. I thought I might as well just come out and say it. I have had moments, not the whole time, but I've had moments where I feel a little cheated. And it's totally, this is awful, but it usually comes from jealousy. Not like a hateful kind of jealousy, but for instance, the last time I felt this way, we went to one of the local, our kids' high school football game, went to the high school football game, and there was a grandpa there, actually several sets of grandparents there. They were clearly older than 70, watching their grandkid play. And I was thinking to myself, well, that really sucks. I don't have my dad anymore. And by the way, this is lame. I know this is lame and completely selfish. I realize that. But those are the moments where I feel a little cheated. 69. Some guys have their dads until they're 75, 85. I mean, I have people in my life, both Obs, grandmas are over 90. Could have had 20 more years. But what is that, right? That's comparing your life, your circumstances to someone else, and that will make you miserable and bitter 100% of the time. He makes what I make. He has what I don't have. She looks like I want to look. She did it. The truth is that I'm grateful that I had 69 years with my father. That is really where I rest the most. Believe me, I'm not full of bitterness. I'm not. But when I have my moments, that's what they're about. Man, I wanted 5 more years. I wanted 10 more years. I had the exact number of years God wanted me to have with my father. And then he took him home. And I'm grateful. I thank him for it. Jesse, I'm thankful that I don't have to worry about Thanksgiving dinner being raided for breaking COVID rules. Thanks and happy Thanksgiving. His name's Chuck. Not something to actually just dismiss, although that's a funny email. Remember where we were? What was it, 5 years ago? I've tried to block it out. I have PTSD from the whole thing. Where we were being scolded by our government masters, how you can't go over to your grandma's and eat cornbread on Thanksgiving. Lectured. Remember that horrible time? And I know we're still suffering from all the financial consequences and other consequences of that. That's something to be grateful for, isn't it? We no longer live under a medical tyranny in this country. That's something to be grateful for. That was not the best of times in America. I think we all would agree. You know what is the best? Pure Talk. I love them. I just freaking love them. Every time Pure Talk does something new, it makes me love them more. I already loved them. And then Pure Talk comes out and says, hey, we're going to go rescue some dogs. We're going to get some rescue dogs, and we're going to give them to veterans struggling with PTSD. Who does that? AT&T doesn't do that. Verizon, T-Mobile, the patriotic cell phone company run by a Vietnam veteran does that. The company that's so patriotic, they hire American citizens. American jobs isn't a campaign slogan at Pure Talk. It's what they do. And right now, I've already told you, I've never seen it before. Their unlimited plan for $29.95 a month for life. Have never seen it before. I am not promising you will ever see it again. If you want it, you better pick up that phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You keep your phone, you keep your number. Remember, offer ends on December 7th. Some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. We still have an hour left. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.